This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The president of Western Illinois University says the school is financially stable thanks to the state's stopgap funding measure, but he says Western will need more than a partial budget plan to get through the school year. Dr. Jack Thomas says the stopgap measure provided Western with $36.5 million. He says some of that money helped Western close the books on last fiscal year, which ended June 30th. The rest is being applied to the current fiscal year. Thomas says the funding is helping the university keep staffing levels stable for now, but whether that continues is up to the state.
We will be advocating to maintain what we have and advocating for more money. And in my testimonies before the House and the Senate and in our discussions with the governor and the legislators, these are things that we will be talking about, you know, that we have reduced, and we've cut back in various areas. We have reduced staff. We'll reduce some in faculty and administrators. So we've done some the major things that we needed to do to move forward, and hopefully we will not have to do any more reductions. However, we can't promise that at this time because we're in a state that has a crisis of confidence.
What will Western have to do if lawmakers do not reach some sort of agreement before January on funding?
We will continue to review those things. We have plans from the best-case scenario to the worst-case scenario. So it depends on the funding or the lack thereof or how we will move forward in the future.
Does Western have any reserve funding left, or did that all get spent down last school year?
Well, we did spend our reserve funding last school year, yes.
So what would be options if the state doesn't come through beyond the stopgap funding? Would you have to issue bonds, or what are you looking at?
Well, there will be a number of things that we will consider, but we will review and decide based on what we get.
Are you confident the doors will remain open no matter what happens?
Oh, absolutely. Western is here to stay. We've been here 117 years, and we'll be here 117 more years and beyond. Western is not closing, and those are words we don't even want to hear.
How does enrollment look? I know you're waiting for the 10-day figures, but do you have an early feel for how enrollment is shaping up for the fall?
Well, just as you stated, we always have to wait for 10th day in order to get a final count. But in terms of freshmen, so far, so good. We're looking pretty good in terms of first-time freshmen. Right now, we're even with where we were around last year this time. But hopefully, we'll do even better than that. We really don't know at the moment. But in terms of first-time freshmen, we're looking pretty good. Overall, of course, we know that we will be down. In terms of transfer students, we're down, as well as graduate students, we may be even as well. So it's not as bad as we may think that it would have been, but we feel that we've done some wonderful things in recruiting students here, and we often say that recruitment and retention, that's everybody's job. So we thank the university community, our faculty, our staff, and our admissions staff, as well as all individuals here at this university. It takes all of us to recruit students here to our university as well as retain them.
Was there any particular recruitment program you feel really helped Western this year?
Well, there are a number of things that we did, and we can't say that there was just one particular thing that we did, but we increased the number of visits, high school visits, and expanded our territory. As you know, we did a 3% reduction in tuition, which we think was very appealing to students, and we continued with the cost guarantee program, where students pay the same room, board, tuition, and fees. And we're the only institution that does not just tuition, but a room, board, and fees as well. So that makes Western a very appealing institution.
Dr. Jack Thomas is president of Western Illinois University. The university employed 1,900 people a year ago. Figures for this year are not yet ready. 59 workers took early retirement this past year, and Western laid off 110 workers, though 87 positions have been called back. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.